USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on Fox News saying the jobless numbers in the U.S. are probably going to get worse before improvement.
You're going to have a very, very bad second quarter, and then I think you're going to see a bounce back from a low standpoint.
Mnuchin also said there's a bigger risk to the country in keeping businesses closed.
I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about permanent economic damage to the American public. We're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance.
Mnuchin spoke as many states begin to loosen their restrictions on businesses after extended shutdowns designed to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Another 3.2 million U.S. workers applied for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even the nation's most secure building is immune from the virus. Also quarantine are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus earlier in the week, making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Media Research Center is now describing the coverage given to the story of then-Senator Joe Biden's sexual assault of a staffer as compared to the media attacks against Justice Brett Kavanaugh as hypocritical. And USA's John Clements reports.
One-time senatorial staffer Tara Reid has charged Biden pushed her up against the wall and assaulted her. When she rejected his advances, Reid claims Biden said, "You're nothing to me." He then walked away. Scott Whitlock of the Media Research Center, who writes for Newsbusters, tells us Reid's story has not received the mainstream media's coverage like the political coverage against Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
To me, it was shocking, not just that they would try and dismiss her, that I expected from the liberal media, but to have zero coverage on some of the networks for a month, to me, was just shocking. Because these were very serious allegations with corroboration.
I'm John Clemens.
Another victim to coronavirus, Sweet Tomatoes, also known as Soup Plantation, is closing all of its restaurants permanently, according to the San Diego Tribune. The self-service eatery will close all 97 restaurants around the U.S. San Diego-based Garden Fresh Restaurants, which owns Sweet Tomatoes, has been trying to salvage their operations, but the pandemic took its toll on the buffet-style eatery as the FDA put out recommendations to discontinue this style of serving. Sweet Tomatoes opened its first store in Florida in 1990. This is USA Radio News.